Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news comes from Dubai, of all places. Richard Lockhead's Rural Affairs Department, together with NFU Scotland and Quality Meat Scotland, have welcomed the decision by the United Arab Emirates to start taking Scotch beef again. The necessary health certificates for exports of fresh deboned beef have been obtained by the UK. Richard Lockhead added that the opening of the new market will help the Scottish Government hit the ambitious targets for exports set earlier this year. Also in the news is wheat and soya, which have conflicting price outlooks going forward. That's according to Erin Burns, speaking for ABN at the British Pig and Poultry Fair yesterday. Wheat looks set to stay steady price-wise over the coming 12 months, but for soya, it's a different story, where a number of factors will keep the market tight. She added that the way forward for most pig and poultry producers was to buy forward on contract at a price which gives you a margin. However, given pig prices, that's probably easier said than done. Ultimately, the price for animal feed protein, which tends to be governed by the soya market, will be high looking forward, and that will affect virtually all meats, with the exception of lamb and some extensive grass-fed beef. Dairymen, however, will catch the brunt of any protein increases, and that will squeeze margins once more, especially with those milk price cuts doing the rounds right now. Bob Carruth's got the latest on that story.
There's a lot of pressure on milk prices just now, and the most severe cuts that we've seen so far have all been in the liquid milk market, so I suspect there is quite a fear amongst dairy farmers as to what the future holds with regards to price. And, you know, ultimately, whatever is announced, you know, there will be some of those dairy farmers who, you know, have a long, hard think about whether, you know, dairying is still for them. That's unfortunately the position that we're in. Any cut in milk price is going to take the price that a farmer receives well below what it will be costing them to produce. So some difficult decisions are probably looming for dairy farmers.
So just when we thought we'd turn the corner on milk, it's back to square one again, price-wise. But finally, a quick reminder that tonight at Dingwall Mart, there's a seminar on wood fuel and wood burners with the new renewable heat incentive scheme in mind. That's 6 o'clock tonight, Dingwall Mart. But for me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.